All right, so I think we established, what's the schedule going forward? Hopefully Thursday, jury permitting. I mean, still not, still waiting. Then Monday and Tuesday for sure. Right, and the Bechina apparently is a week from Wednesday. And everybody should start, I guess, doing good Chazara and so on. If we can get, I'd like to get through Shu'as HaPikadon, because again, a lot of the things are related to things that we've done. If you haven't seen it already, on the issue of Enish Boim Al-Kir, Shimon Karkos, maybe we'll discuss it partly today. Make sure to see the Tosas Al-Atar and the Tosa Rush. Also the other Tosa and Tosa Rush on Shtar in general. And also Tosin Baba Kama Dav Samach Beis. But on Kfir Shibud Karkos, particularly, make sure to look at, again, Tosis here, Tosa Rush, Tosis in Bab Metzia, on Dav Hei, and especially, the Ramban here in Shavuos, which is also quoted by the Rush Al-Atar, but, make sure to look at the Ramban. And also at Reb Chaim, Chiddush Reb Chaim Levi al Rambam, both the one on Hilchos Ishus, I think it's Perek Zayin, as well as Perek Zayin here in Hilchos Shavuos. Okay, in other words, we'll get to it in a few minutes. And the Rimigash, look at all of power as well. What's the din of English boy Makadir Shiva Karkos? Do we pask in that way? What are its implications? And we'll discuss it in a couple of minutes. But again, if we don't, we're not going to get to it fully today. But maybe we'll get to the beginnings of it in the Shaka Mataria. Okay. So the things that we were, let's continue from where we were. We're reading the Shaka Mataria of the Gemara again. So we did this whole sketching or surveying of the issues and the problem. We know exactly what the to identify the pressing questions, namely relationship, the parallels, the differences, and the Mechayev analysis of Shavuos Eidos and Shavuos HaPikadon. Again, in Shavuos HaPikadon more particularly, again, how much Bitui, how much Gezel. We also noted that in addition to all the things that we've seen and so on, that there's an added little wild card in the case of Shavuos HaPikadon, and that is, it's not a chatas, it's an asham. There's also a chiyuv keren, right, which we don't have in Shavuos Eidos. In addition to all that, we also have a chomesh. So again, does that imply that there are, three mechayvim or three different? Are there different? There are really two things to ask. Are there different aspects of Shavuos HaPikadon itself? One, two, or three themes based on the Chiyuv Keren, Chiyuv Chomesh, Chiyuv Asham. How do they relate to each other factually and conceptually? In addition, we already discussed this, the far more extensive discussion in Torah Shebichsav in Vayikra, right, and as I say, it really concludes, maybe it's one of the most complex karbanos, it's the last of the karbanos of the list in Vayikra, so you go to Tzav and get the Kohanim perspective using the Ramban's understanding of the Parshios. So again, the fact that there is Keren contrasts with Shavuos Eidos, where the Eidim, according to most Rishonim anyway, do not have a Chiyuv. That could just be for technical reasons. Grama Garmi, him being third parties and first parties and so on. Asham versus Chatas. Right, again, that we talked a little bit about it yesterday. You could say, who understands, the vagaries of, the mystery of who can fathom, which korbanos go for what, and to some extent that remains true. That these are very, difficult issues to pin down. So this is an asham, and that's a katas, discussions of karbanos throughout Shas, make these comparisons. So obviously there's the suggestion that they stand for something in terms of kal and chomor and linkages, is there, but exactly what that is, of course it's going to be difficult to pin down. So you might just say that, you know, there are factors that determine that there's an asham here and a chatas there. Obviously, what I was trying to do yesterday was to suggest that, you know, maybe the tashlumin factor does matter, you know, in one way or another, in terms of the relationship with Shua Seidas, and then maybe the difference between chatas and asham also matters, and that asham is, you know, more of a hybrid, asham is more gabra oriented, you know, than chatas, which is more maisavera centered. And then, of course, the chomesh is the third piece. You don't have anything like that, again, in Shua Seidas. And, you know, we need to figure out what it even means or what it is in the world of Asham Gzelos. Right. So in addition to everything else, we talked about the fact that it's omitted from the Mishnah and mostly from discussions of Shavuos, and instead is, you know, a very central occupation of the Mishnah and the Gemara in Bava Kamma, that the Rashash also makes this Ha'ara. The suggestion, you know, is correlated with the debate between Tosas and the Rambam, you know, whether the Gemara of Kufkes in Bava Kamma, which when it talks about multiple chiyuvim on the Chomesh level, talks about it in terms of Kofer Vahoda, Kofer Vahoda, Kofer Vahoda, which of course is much easier to explain than, you know, just multiple kfiros, for the reasons that we already talked, which is that even if there's no din of kimchik chumit chozer magid, there might be a din of, you know, in goes a lot, but once something is in the state of being nigzal, that, you know, doing it again is just basically gratuitous and doesn't add anything to the mix, where if you're modeh in between and then you're kofer, of course that's, each one is a separate gzela. So basically you have two formulations. You have our Mishnah and you have the Gemara in Bava Kamma. And as we pointed out already, the Tosas you know, changed the girsa in order to align them, in order to equate Komesh with Asham in our Mishnah. And the Rambam did not. The Rambam has Alaka Tes and he has Alaka Tesva. So again, the Minchas Chinuch thinks that, you know, even though the Rambam has it that way, didn't mean it. But you know, most of the Achronim take the Rambam, you know, at his word, and that there is a very big distinction. The fact that Bali Tosa said, you know, Lo Garcina, and then the Rambam quotes it, it is very important. So again, there could be different explanations, but the one at the moment that is the most attractive is the idea that putting these things together, that the Chomesh is not the focal point of Masechet Shavuos. It's not in the Mishnah, and it's mostly not in the Gemara. It is a little bit in the Rambam, right? The Rambam mentions, as we discussed, Asham in Hilchos Gzela, and he mentions Chomesh in Hilchos Shavuos. But having said that, there's no question that, you know, the focal point of Perek Zayin and Perek Ches of Hilchos Shavuos is the Asham, and the focal point of Perek Zayin Hilchos Gzela is the Karen and the Chomesh. So the idea that maybe Gufo or Mechalek, you know, and say that the Chomesh belongs to the Gzela side, and therefore also requires Kofar Bahoda, Kofar Bahoda, Kofar Bahoda, and the Asham, you know, is more linked, at least partially, to the hybrid, or maybe even more so, according to my understanding of the Rambam, to the bitoy or the haflah part, that is something which might make a lot of sense. So just to fill out that picture just a little bit more, yeah.
In the Rambam in Hilchos Gzela Perzai, when he discusses the Chomesh and the Asham together, he also seems to say explicitly that, you know, maybe Otan ala Piazma, maybe that even the Asham you don't bring up Piazma, maybe you need the Hoda there too.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. That might be true. I mean, because yeah, but that might be true in general about Hashamos.
Then that would be a special din in Kavar Bahuda, Kavar Bahuda.
It might link up to that, for sure. But I'm saying, let's table that just for the moment, because in general, Ashamos may require vidui as part of the Mechayim. This is a very strongly stated view. It's implicit in some Gemaras, you know, because Yedias Achet for Chatos and Yedias Achet for Yedias Achet for Chatos is about Yedia, but Hoda'a Sachet, let's say, seems to be an additional requirement of Asha. Again, probably the most strongly stated or most emphatic stated version of this is actually the Ramban. Anybody know where? Right? Anybody? Maybe Isaac should know this. Isaac should know this.
Something about Yevamos?
What?
Something about Yevamos?
No.
What's the question?
I'm saying, in response to Arya's question, that there's another factor of which might be critical for Hoda, at least, which we have to... I'm not going to discuss it right now, but... and that is the factor of Chiv Karban, Asham, the fact that Asham may require an acknowledgement on behalf of, on the part of the guilty party. That it's not enough that he knows what he did, but he may have to like admit it. I'm saying the strongest statement of that, it comes a little bit from the Shaka Vatarya, is in the Ramban. Which Ramban? Anybody know? Shua? Nobody knows? Bab Metzia? What? That's why he should know.
I'm on Bab Metzia.
Yeah. So the Ramban, again, maybe we'll talk about it. I just don't want to get distracted right now. It's a little bit of a, you know, if we have the opportunity. We'll take the opportunity at some point. I want to make sure we get through other things first. The Ramban of Bab Metzia has a very strong formulation that, you know, that being modeh in an asham isn't just a even tanai, but it's a tanai in the chiyuv. Right. Now the question is, how can shnayim edim, you know, substitute for that? Let's say the guy's adamant and he just, you know, because that the whole discussion of the Gemara in Bab Metzia there, Gimel Amud Beis and Dalet Amud Aleph, you know, about the relationship between Hodas Piv and Hadas Edim. So among other things, the Gemara discusses, you know, the impact of Hadas Edim on things like Asha, where you know, should require Hodas Piv. So the Ramban has a terrific line where he says, you know, that absent Hoda, there's no chiyuv asha. Objectively, even kamishmaya galia. It's not that, you know, the guy doesn't want to admit it, but he's mechuyev, and we can't force him to bring it. So how do you end up saying that, there's a kavachomer that when hodas piv works, hodas edim works. And Ramban is a terrific line. Both of lines are terrific. One is this line about how extreme and how part of the Haggadah of Asham this is. And then also he has a line where she says something like, well, where there's Hadas Edim, anybody have that actually? Yeah. Found it?
Yeah.
I mean, I think the important line is, he's comparing it to Chalev, which brings a Chatas. Correct? So go a little slower. Go ahead. Oh. Meaning, the Hodah Shalo is part of the Mechayev of Asham, whereas in Chatas, there's a chiyuv. We just don't know whether we can implement it or we can force it upon him. But the Maisa Achila is the Mechayev. Now, of course, by the way, that in itself is a factor that reinforces what we discussed yesterday, which is that the Mechayev of Chatos is the Maisa Veira, and that in Asham, right, there is an element of, you know, Kaparas Agavra, you know, which overlaps a lot with Ola, but is triggered not by a general, you know, and then examples, but even by, there's a particular experience that kind of causes or reveals, you know, a a huge, you know, flaw in this person's stature as an Oved Hashem, and therefore the Hodah part, meaning acknowledging it, is part of the Mechayiv. Then go on, so then does he, then he says, so how is it possible then that an Eidus will substitute? Yeah. So I think by what we mean by that is, like, what can that really mean? Especially in light of what I just said. So I think what it means is something, a powerful, powerful statement about Eidus. I mean, Eidus is the truth. So when you expose somebody to the truth, you know, they don't need to acknowledge it. By definition, you know, if it's stated in their presence, you know, then that's the equivalent, you know, of a hodah. One could have argued that point, but that's, I think, you know, the statement. It's not just, oh, you know, Beis Din operates on the basis of Eidus, and therefore we believe it. The whole problem is, we don't matter, right? There has to be some sort of objective, you know, mitzido. The answer is, if it's undeniable, you know, no matter how much he doth protest, right, then that's the equivalent of a hodah as well. Anyways, so this relates very much to what I think Arya was asking me, and that is it? I think that's a whole different perspective that you could apply here, but you have to be very careful about it. And that is that maybe, even, you know, that would be another reason, in other words, to be thinking, you know, that the whole ashram requires, you know, hoda, you know, in between, not just kofar, 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 and a hoda, you know, after the fact. So we'll talk about that. We will talk about that. But either way, right, the bigger point I'm trying to make at the moment is that the difference between ashram and chatas, Karen, you know, and, you know, Dine Shemayim, if you will, using Bava Kama, and the presence of Chomech, which is a completely additional element, is something that either you can completely neutralize, say, oh, well, these are the Dine Mishra Sabikadon, and they all flow from its unique Choshe Mishpat, and so on, and so forth, and that's fine. I have no objection to that. I think there are a lot of Rishonim are going to be of that opinion, that orientation, and you have to say it for some. But equally, it's attractive to think that some or all of these are also fundamentally distinguishing characteristics, and then to wonder, you know, how many dinim there really are in Shvusapikadon and how separable they are. And the Rambam, again, the Mishnayos separate them completely. The Rambam doesn't separate them completely, but he certainly does separate the emphasis. Again, it's interesting that Halakha Tes, you know, is in Hilchos Shavuos. I'm sorry, Halakha Tes Vav is in Hilchos Shavuos, Perek Zayin Halakha Tes Vav, and not in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Gezeilah. I do think that is interesting. So having said that, I just want to just add a little bit more, just to highlight this point about this relationship between the Chomesh, the Asham, and the Karen. Yeah.
I just want to be clear about something. If you say cover the Hoda, cover the Hoda, like the Rambam includes the Maskana.
In Tzva, and Chomesh.
That's more of a reason to say it's Gezeilah or Shvua.
I would think it's more of a reason to say that it's Gezeilah.
But what about Tosis's point that once you're Hoda the first time, it's already Bershus, so it's Chai Ba'onsen? And then doing it a second time.
Tos has two questions.
Right.
Okay, so I mean, we'll get to that. That's the question is how, what kind of gezeilah is that, you know, what's the status of kinyane gezeilah when you're hoda? Well, let's leave that aside for the moment. Also,
that's you're only chai shua. What the chai shua once you're hoda? So wouldn't it make more sense to say that you be chai two shuas because when you're hoda twice? As opposed to saying it's like a double gezeilah.
All I'm saying is this: without the hoda, from a shvua point of view, right? There's no reason why you shouldn't be chayav shvua without hoda, right? Just like you are in shvua seidus, and just like you are in shvua bitul, right? So, I mean, from a shvua point of view, it seems like a no-brainer. From a gezel point of view, I think there are two issues. The prime one issue is what we've been talking about, which is, you know, you already goes on the chayfet, so now it's in your rishus. So just, you know, talking about it more, you know, doesn't make it more gozel. It's already gozel until you do a hashava, right? Of course, if you're moda, then that really is a new gzela, because then the second that you're moda, you're, you know, almost like a you're like a shomer for the bailim, right? And therefore you're stealing it again from his rishos. You're holding on to a chepetz that you admit is not yours, so it's a bikadon. So that constitutes a second act of gzela, right? Because now you were involved in a kind of hashava or mitzas hashava. You still may have to track him down, maybe your obligation to track him down, you know, even in Madai, right? But at the end of the day, you know, that's part of the chi of hashava, but the be'en, you know, is birshuso on some level, right? He probably can be makdish it, you know, in terms of no problem with zelafish and shalom, according to the people think that, you know, that's true for the kadosh in general.
Well, you're initially close to that, but then between, so there's nothing that's good.
Right, so I'm saying
second gezer.
What?
There'd be nothing to make you cry the gezer again.
Right.
There's no.
Okay. So that's the simple. Okay. So what I do want to discuss though very quickly is again, where does you have these three factors? Where does again the Karen seems clearly connected to gezela. That seems like a davar pashut. The Asham is Asham Gezel, we're trying to figure it out, but obviously it's in the Parsha together with the Bitui and Shvuasa Eidos and so on and so forth. The Chomesh is a bit of a wild card, and you know, you have to look also at the Rishonim in Beruba about the relationship between the Chomesh and Kefel, for example. It seems like you don't get Chomesh and Kefel at the same time, but what exactly that is about and what that relationship is, right? Is Chomesh like a Kefel for the Gezela, you know, of Shvuas HaPikadon, but it doesn't apply to Geneva, it only applies to Gezela Shel Shvuas HaPikadon, but it's that kind of halacha, right? Or not? Like, what is it? What is its status? And why is it, you know, excluded by the presence of Kefel, right? Now again, Kefel is certainly related to the Emaisa Geneva and to the, you know, the Chefts of something being Ganuv on a Knas level. So is Chomesh like that for Shvuas HaPikadon? It seems like Bipashtos, it would seem like it. But that's another thing to figure out. Again, if we have a chance, I hope we'll try to do that. But in terms of the Psukim, as we already noted, certainly the Chomesh seems to belong to the not to the Asham, but to the you know, to the Karen. By Nefesh Kisech the Mal Mal Ba'Hashem Kichesh Bamiso the Tikanu Mitzumetzian Ove Gazela Asha Kusamiso Amatzav Enu Kichesh Bav Nishbal Shaker Al Achas Mikal Hashiyas Adam Lachta Ba'Eina V'Hoy Kiyachta Be'Hashem V'Heishiv Esai Gzela Asher Gazo Al Asa Oshak Asher Oshak 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 Oshak. That's a Shavas HaBe'en, right? Osa Avinah Shomatza. Omi Kol HaShem Yishav V'Lav L'Sheker. The Shilam Oso Barosho, that's a second reference, you know, to the Karen. And then, as I mentioned yesterday, you know, within the Resha of the Pasuk, before the Asnachta, V'Chamish Yisayiv Yosef Alav. And then L'Asher Hulo Yitnenu B'Yom HaShmaso. Right, that's a special din that he has to give it to him directly. It's his responsibility to give it, including the Chomesh. And then comes the Es HaShamo, Avi LaShem, again, this whole Mal Bashem, and then Kichesh Bamiso. So it sounds like, you know, that's it, basically. It sounds like the Asham is part of the Me'ilah, Asham Gezelos, and it sounds like the Karen and the Chomesh really mostly belong together as the Kichesh Bamiso. However, yeah,
just in referring to that point, you could also read the Pesukim as just talking about who the destination is. And it's possible that the Mechaya for the Chomesh is not necessarily a Bekichesh and could be the Shvua, but it's put with the Karen just because
Mitzah Shalom, because he's going to get it.
Yeah, then the next one is Ves Ashamo Yavila Hashem. meaning it's all down to where it's going.
Where it's going, and where it's going may have nothing to do
with the Mechayev.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good point. What are you saying?
The Gemara of the Chacham also reinterpret one of the Hashems as the
Because again, the word Asham, I think we mentioned last time, is used in all sorts of different ways here, as a noun, as a verb, as a, as a description. Okay, so that's a good point. And this might, explain the phenomenon I'm just going to discuss now for a second. And that's as following. So again, in the Psukim, it definitely is connected with the Karen. However, Arya's making a good point. Maybe that's just, the Kiyum HaTashlumin, where it goes, not necessarily the Mechayev. Very correct. And remember, it isn't Karen, so, again, that's why my previous comment about how it, compares with Kefel and even what its relationship with Kefel is becomes interesting, because Kefel and Dal of the Hay are clearly, beyond the Karen, but they are certainly part of the story of the Maisa Gneva. Okay. In the Mishnah, so they say it's completely omitted, the Rosh Hashanah's Ha'ara that we also discussed. In the Rambam, the emphasis, is clearly broken up between Perek Zayin Hilchos Gzela and Perek Zayin Hilchos Shavuos. So a good way, or an interesting way, to think about this is a famous controversy already, and that is, Bizman Azeh, is there any Kiyum Chomesh, or not? There's no Asham today. The problem is a little bit complicated. Is there a Chomesh in the case of Karban Shavuos HaPikado? In the case of the circumstance of Gezal Yidei Shavuos HaPikado? It's a little bit complicated, more complicated than you might think.
Well, again, is it a knas or not? That's
what
it's liberating, right? Whether it's a knas.
Sorry?
Whether it's a knas or not, right?
Well, it's not exactly a knas, so that's the question. Kefel's a knas, and Dal of the Hay is a knas. Bizman Hazeh, you wonder about knasos? Well, that's a big debate, right? That's the big, big question. Because the question whether Tfisa works on Knossos Bizman Hazeh is the big debate in the Rishonim, the Rush and the Ramah, and others. And then it got, basically argued in the Shulchan Aruch already in Chol Shemishpat Simin Aleph, and then in the end of Chol Shemishpat in Hilchos Gezeila, and the question of Tafas Mafkinan and Latzei Sidei Shemayim, and so on and so forth. So that's an interesting parallel too. But we discussed the din of Bizman Hazeh, so it's a little bit tricky for the following reason. So one would have thought that if it's connected to the Keren, so then there should be a Chomesh. Right? You don't find that in Chomesh that there's a din of Modu Miknas Patur, or anything like that. Right? There's no Asher Yarshin Elohim. So if it's straight out, it's the surcharge, to the Keren. So there certainly is Karen Bizman Hazeh, and therefore there should be Chomesh. The question if it's connected to the Asham, just that it goes to a different place, what would you say then? Ah! So Lemaisa, there's no Asham Bizman Hazeh. We all know that. But, this is something we spoke about on Shabbos for those who were there. We were talking about Tzviras Omer according to the Rambam. Does the fact that Befoal, let's assume for the moment, if Chomesh is connected to Asham, does it have to be connected, Befoal to the Asham? Or is it enough that it should be connected to the abstract Kiyuv of Asham? You can't bring an Asham to Zman Hazeh, right? But maybe the Chomesh doesn't have to be Befoal connected to the Asham, but it's part of the Mechayev along with the Asham. And the fact is that you're Chayev and Asham, you just can't bring it, Bizman Hazeh. So that's a little tricky. So we do find a range of views regarding the Chomesh. The it's well known that the tziv was medayik in the shiltos, shilta kufyun tes, that it's one of the many books I have here. The shiltos doesn't typically speak about things that are not b'zman hazeh. He wrote it, for Shabbos afternoon leisurely, reading. Yeah, sorry.
Would it also be relevant to ask what role the Chumash plays in Pidyon Maaser Sheni or Pidyon Hekdesh?
So it's not clear that it's comparable to that, although you have some similar questions about how to calculate it, Milagam Lavar, and whether the Chumash itself can generate, other Chumshim and things of that sort. But per se, different Chumashes could be different. But it is legitimate. It's legitimate to wonder about it, right, whether Chumashes are similar to each other. So here on Kupyates, She'ilta the Asir Lahon of the Beis Yisrael Migzal Chad Bechavre, Yehechad the Gazal Lechavre B'Yishtabale the Logazalti Mechayiv L'Shlumei Karen B'Chomesh U'Maisi Karban Asham U'Mechaperle. Right, so the Chiyu Tashlumin of Karen B'Chomesh. It's interesting. Even the way he writes it, Chayiv L'Shlumei Karen B'Chomesh. Right? It sounds like the Shilta thinks it's part of the Tashlumin, as opposed to the way the Torah writes it, V'Chamishi Siv Yosef Alav, where it's an add-on. Again, the language of the Pasuk is more neutral. It's not clear that it's part of the... It's not additional Tashlumin, necessarily. It could be that it's an add-on, and that it's an add-on, as you said, that really goes... may go to him, but really is like the Asham in a way. But the way he formulates it, the Shlumi Karen B'Chomish, U'maisi Karban Asham, etc., U'machapale, D'siv Nefesh Kisech Nemal Mal B'Hashem, O'mata Veda V'hoi Kiyakta, O'mikol Asher Yishava, V'l'Shekha V'Shilay Mosav, Ez Hashem Yav V'Hashem, Eich Nemes Nigzal, M'shalim Karen B'Chomish L'Yarshav, Heikha D'Gazu L'Ger, U'meis Ager V'Leis Yarshav, M'shalim Karen B'Chomish L'Kohanim, Right, V'Asham L'Mizveach, Shinemar M'Ein L'Ish Go'el Ashiv, and so on. So the Shiltas, number one, talks about it, and number two, I'm adding, the Nitzid makes the first deal that he talks about it, I'm adding that he also talks about it as Tashlumin. The Nitzid's comment is, B'Shilta Ayin Aleph, Hei D'Rabbeinu T'Kilos HaParsha, K'darka B'Kodesh, B'Shoko B'Tari B'Din Keren, Hashivosa Liyad Bailim, U'B'Shilta Zu, Pirish Din Chomesh, V'Yadu D'Rabbeinu Lo Hevi Ela Dina Manogin Zman Azeh. A Karkok Svirle, the Gabo Idna Noeg Din Chomesh. Below Karash, Babakama Perik and Gozokam, the Russian Perik Tess, Simon Chavdalin, Babakama says explicitly, Vaha Idna, this is a quote, Apal Gab the Ein Chomesh, the Asham, the Indian Akaran, Noeg Din Ze. Right, so the Rush says clearly that the Din of Chomesh and Asham don't apply to Zmaneinu. In the Perik Tes Alach Simon Chavdalin, Alatar, Dalid, Kupay, Kup Gimel, the base on the Mishnah, and says the Nitziv, and others say this as well, right? That Hachi Yesh Ochiach Dasa Rich Shelohevi B'Shum Makom Din Chomesh Im Milagavo Milabar B'Chein B'Turim Shulchan Aruch Simon Shin Samazayim Lohevi Din Chomesh Avar Abeinu Sriol Din Chomesh Dina Hu Din Mishalim Kima Mamon Din Karen. Okay, that's a really interesting argument. Now, again, to me, he doesn't say it explicitly, but it's in, but to me, it's not just that it applies, but that it applies b'toras tashlumin and link to care. It kind of does make a reference. Then he says a very remarkable thing. He says, even the rush, right, should not be misunderstood. The Eishel Das, Hashe Kosova Rosh, Ve'inna Ein Chomesh, Lo Mishum She'en Karban, like a Chomesh. If Shalomar came, Shara Yorshim Mishalmim Chomesh, O Gezel Aviyim, Kedisa Babakamad of Kudalin, Apagav Shein Mavian Karban. Yorshim don't bring a Karban. The Yorshim of the Gaza. But the Yorshim are obligated to bring the Karen B'Chomesh. That's the Gemara says. So the Nitziv says, you see from there, that you can have chomesh without asham b'foal. So if that's the case, behind the mishum de mamonahu, gam kein v'lo kapara l'kud. Chomesh isn't part of the din kapara, it's part of the din tashlumim. Right? The afagav she'enum na'akev kapara kemo keren. This is like a very interesting little piece because he's doing a lot of work for us. Meaning, the kapara of the asham is contingent upon the payment of the keren. Right? Which might be a reason to think, actually, that this kind of dichotomy, you know, between Lashem and Amiso, or the Mechayev of Shvua and Sheker and Bitui, as opposed to Gezel, right, is not as sharply you know, applied as you might think. Because why does the key of Asham depend on Karen? Why does the Kapara rather of Asham depend on Karen? That doesn't bother me so much. Right? You could say, you know, that in the end of the day, it's still a hybrid, right? It's still a din in, let's say, bitui, right? Shegozel mamon, and therefore the kapara is still contingent upon, you know, addressing the key of mamon, right? But the Nitziv is just pointing out that, oh, what bothers them, what's the Nitziv pointing out? That you see they can have chomesh without asha. The foe. And that seems to establish Chomesh as part of the Tashlum. Not part of the Karen. But then he's asking, Vim Tomar, so how can we do distinguish between Karen and Chomesh regarding Ikuv of the Kapara Sa'asham? I'm just pointing out, is that a big problem, you know, for, you know, for rejecting the notion that there's a total dichotomy, that there are two mechayvim? I don't think so. But I think it's an interesting hahara. So he says, okay, in a ma'akev kapara, come on, Karen. Mikomokom haben mamona, the love ma'akev kapara. Hamiya mamonahu, because it's not the Karen, right? Ela kavanas harash, this is fascinating, and this is totally the opinion of the Nitziv based on conviction. Kavanas harash va'inna v'leika smuchin. Kimdu mamona shein bo chisaron kis, ein bezdin motzim bezman hazeh kedisa sham. Rabbeinu Sfirulei da'avagav v'yorshim v'shalmin mitamamam v'lo misham kapara mikomokom kapara gankein havekamo ochol truma bezarus v'chomesh mokom korban kai v'kapara zu v'mechuyiv afilu b'lo bezdin smuchim. Ay, if it's really kapara amayachol imcho. Okay. Again, I don't want to go into all of the details. It's very interesting. Maybe if we have a chance, we'll do more. But the point is that the Nitziv is hitting a lot of these big issues. Is Chomesh Mamon? Is it an indispensable part of Karen? Or not Legabe being Ma'akev? Is it the Foal depend on Asham? Apparently not in the case of Yarshim. The way the Nitziv comes out, the Shiltos thinks that you pay Chomesh Bizman Hazeh. The Rush thinks that you don't, but the Rush also thinks it's part of Tashlumin, right? Or connected to Karen. It's just a din in Smuchin, right? And Chisaron Kis. The sugya is in Bava Kama and in Gittin that, you know, Shlichusayu Kav Dinan in Din, right, requires that there be Chisaron Kis, and Chomesh is an add-on. Right? Just for the same reason, there's no Krasos, there's no. There's also no Chomesh. Okay. However, the Pashtus, that's not the Pshat, the Rush. Pashtus is that the Rush thinks that the Keren is Shayech, Bizman Hazeh, of course. I mean, in Kofar Bikadon applies Bizman Hazeh. Even the Rush says, even the din of Lalechas Acharav Lamadai certainly applies, right, to Bizman Hazeh. That's an added intensification of Gezel, a certain kind of Gezel. However, the Chomesh does not. Oh. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Chaf Tes, is medayik from the Chinuch also that there's Chomesh Bizman Hazeh. But his explanation is different. What's a diuk? Because he doesn't say, you know, but bizmanenu, there's no chomesh. He says bizmanenu, there's no asham. So the assumption is that there's no asham, but there is a chomesh. That's how the Minchas Chinuch understands it. But the Minchas Chinuch's explanation is in a way the parallel opposite of the Netziv in the Rosh. The Netziv said in the Rosh, even if it's not bizmanenu, has nothing to do with being connected to Asham. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Chaf Tes says, according to the Chinuch, Chomesh applies bizmanenu, but not because it's a din mamon or a din in the Karen of the Tashlumin. It's really a din in the Asham. But you can't bring the Korban because you can't bring the Korban. Right? But the Chomesh doesn't depend befoal on the Asham, it depends on the Mechayev of the Asham. But there's a Chiyuv Asham Bizman Hazeh. There's just no Kiyum of bringing it. So that's very interesting, right? Now that you have, you know, the Netziv was so convinced that the Chomesh is part of Tashlumin that he's even rereading the Rosh. And then you have the Minchas Chinuch, you know, who's saying that even in his view, the Chinuch, who holds that there's a Chomesh, doesn't think it's because of Tashlumin, right, but of Karen, but thinks that it is the achievable part of the Chiyuv Asham. Okay. So that is what happens. Rashi and Bava Kamma, and that sugya that I mentioned before about the relationship between Kefel and the Chomesh, and Bava Kamma, Samachim Alamid Beis, Dirmas Kol Hoda, seems to say that there's no Chomesh because there's no Asham. We have it? Did I bring Bava Kamma? I think I did, right? Yeah. Samachim Alamid Beis. Second. Hoda mi'atzum v'shalim keren v'chomesh v'asham v'chsiv o mikol asher yishava alav l'sheker v'zeo asham gzelos v'eina ba ela al hodas piv v'af apit v'lo kosa v'hi parsha hoda kosa rachmana v'asham gezel ager parshas nasa v'zvado as chatasam v'gomer v'chomesh nami eino below Asham. Okay, so the right, the Rashi says very clearly that there's no Chomesh unless you have a Befoal Asham. Okay, so even if the Netziv thinks that's not the Pshat in the Rush, it certainly is explicit in Rashi, and likely that's also the Pshat in the Rif. Right, who doesn't believe bring these dinim because they don't apply, not necessarily because Kisarun Kis and Shlichusayim. Okay, so we had a full range basically of positions regarding this issue, and it's very relevant to what we've been discussing. Right, so this is basically to sum up: there is a debate whether Chomesh applies Bizman Hazeh. There's a further debate. If Chomesh does apply Bizman Hazeh, maybe the Chinuch, maybe the Shultos, and so on, is that because even though there's no Befoal Asham, it's connected to the Chiyuv of Asham? That's the view of the Minchas Chinuch. Or does it have to do with what sounds like in Psukim, and that is that this is integrated into the Gezel part and the Chiyuv Keren and Tashlumin part, which is how the Shultos understands it. I'm just adding the Diuk. If you look at the language of the Shultos, It really sounds so. It's not just that he's speaking bismarck. And then the other shita, probably the majority view, which is that chomish does not apply bisman hazeh. And the question why that is, the pashtus, the answer is because it's connected to the befoal bringing of the asham, and that's certainly what Rashi says, and that's I think how most people understand the rush. And then you have the view of the Netziv, who says even that is not true. It has nothing to do with the asham. It has to do with the fact that Shlichusayu Kavdinum doesn't apply the Makom Shein Chisaron Kis. But what emerges is two very interesting perspectives about, you know, what the Chomish is connected to and whether or not it's more Gzela oriented or Kapara oriented. Again, whether it's more of a Shavuos Halacha or a Bava Kama Halacha. But I think the stronger evidence is that it's in Psukim, in the Mishnah, in the Rambam, is that it is more Bava Kama oriented. And then you have the connection to Kefel, as we discussed. That's also a factor in this whole mix. And then in addition to that, we just have the interesting question, why it is that Keren is Me'akev the Kapara Sa'asham. That in itself is something to think about. A second point is that we definitely find technically, you know, a situation where you have Chomesh B'li Asham, and that is Yorshim. Right? Again, that was part of the Netziv's Raya. The answer to that, of course, is that Eina Dome, you know, the lack of Asham because the Gabra, who needs Kapara, is dead. You know, but basically there's Chiyuv and there's a Beis HaMikdash and there's everything that goes along with it, you know, as opposed to Bizman Azeh. Right. You could argue which is better, which is worse, but obviously that's the flaw in the Netziv's argument. And then the idea that the Chomesh is never Ma'akev the Kapara, even though the Keren is, in addition to the question of what that means about the relationship between the Keren and the Asham, is another issue as well. Yeah?
Is it clear that Rashi wouldn't think that there would be a Chomesh Bizman Hazeh?
Say that one more time?
Is it clear that Rashi wouldn't think there would be a Chomesh Bizman Hazeh?
The Rashi that we just read?
Yeah.
How else do you read it?
He's talking about that you need a Hodah. Right?
Right, but isn't he saying, didn't he say clearly that...
And he said, so since we know that...
You also need a Hodah for the Asham. You need a Hodah for the Asham.
So you can't have the Chomesh without the Asham. But he might just be saying that the Chayiv is the same.
Oh, you mean it's just like we're saying... Oh, you think that that's only when there's no mechayev of the asham in terms of hoda, but well, I mean that wouldn't be true. There's certainly a chiyuv keren, right? I mean Rashi isn't talking about bizman hazeh. That's true. Rashi's talking about a case where there's no asham because there's no hoda. Right. So let's say there are three cases where there's no asham. Now let's think about it that way. Right. One is Yorshim, one is Bizman Azeh, right? And the other one is lack of Hoda. That you can be Mechalik between Yorshim and Bizman Azeh is clear. What about being Mechalik between no Hoda? Put it this way, if the Kapara, if the Chomesh is connected, you know, to the Asham in a fundamental way, then I think that there's room to be mechalek between these three scenarios. Bizman Hazeh, lack of Hodah, Yarshim. But the point is, if the alternative is that Chomesh belongs to Tashlumin, right, then Bizman Hazeh, at least you can say the Netziv's idea about Smuchim. But you can't say that about Hoda. So at minimum, this Rashi is saying that there's a connection, that Chomesh belongs to the Asham part of all of this. You can still say, well...
You still need Smuchim to be done.
What?
You still need Smuchim to be done. Even if it's...
What do you mean you need... Right, but he's not talking about bisman. He's saying.
Right, I'm saying.
I mean, the language of what Rashi seems to be saying here is that Chomesh belongs with Asha. Now, we can still ask your question, which is, do we know from the fact that there's no Chomesh when there's no Hodah, that there's also no Chomesh Bizman Azeh? After all, there is Chomesh for Yarshim, let's say it that way. The answer is, I think that's a good question. But I think that's all within the perspective that Chomesh definitely belongs with Asham, and then the question is, what's the nature of the Hafkas Asham in a particular case, whether or not it also affects Hafkas Chomesh. But were you to have thought, like the Shiltos, and like I think the Pashtus of the Psukim, and I think like the Pashtus of the Mishnayos, and maybe the Pashtus of the Rambam, right, that Chomesh belongs with Tashlumin and not with Asham, assuming that there is such a dichotomy, then it you know, then these chilukim shouldn't make a difference because it's tashlum in all these cases. Okay, and there's no other factor, in other words, that's undermining the chiyuv zela tashlum in part, okay? Including the hoda, not the hoda, not the zman hazeh. Okay, good. So then the next thing that we were discussing, sorry it's taking a little longer than I thought, we have to move more quickly, is we were reading the Gemara in Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara has the whole Shakla Vitarya, the whole Safek, in very seemingly very misleading language that causes the Rishonim to scramble. Right? Oh, you have this Chiddush of, you know, the singular Chiddush in Kol Torah Kula of Mezid being Mechayev a Korban, right? And since you have that here, you know, the question is, you know, if there's Hasra, are you still Kayv a Korban? Are you Kayv both? Like, what's the story? Right? So, what I was saying about that is two things. There are two things to say about this Gemara. We said both of them yesterday. I'm just repeating it for a second, so we can move forward. One is, you know, the question itself of being Kayv two things, very unusual, or being Chayiv a Malkus as opposed to being Chayiv a Korban, may be very telling in terms of our question what the nature of Shvua Sapikadon is. And certainly the more Shvua oriented, the more the Malkus piece, you know, may come into play for Mezid, you know, with Hasra, as opposed to if it's Gezel, so Nikon the Tashlumin, the Heshem is like Deva Asher Gazal, and so on, you know, being the, you know, the operative factor. So that's one, just the issue per se, you know, of two mechayvim or of, you know, the possibility of malchus. Here, I think, points more in the Shua's Bitui perspective or two mechayvim. But the other point is why the Gemara didn't have the parallel question by Shua Sa'edos, which is what bothered the Rimagash and bothered Rashi and bothered Tosis and bothered other Rishonim. And they end up, you know, giving this, you know, again, technical answers. You know, the Hasra is not effective here. You never know. It's Hasra Safek. By the way, the Hasra Safek, as I think I mentioned, somebody asked me afterwards. So Tosis, Rashi says here, it's not a proper Hasra because they don't know after their Masra, and they don't know whether he's lying or not. So Tosis says that what they don't know is irrelevant to the category of Hasra Safek. The question is objectively, you know, whether what happens after the Hasra is or isn't a clear Ma'is Aveira. That's what Tosa says, right? Ein Nira de Lachoshiv Safek Kivin de Lamusra Ein Safek. And vice versa, right from Ein Zom. So that is very parallel to another exchange in the Rishonim. A bunch of exchanges, but one that comes to mind, that's Rashi and Sanhedrin. We talked about this, we learned Sanhedrin towards the end, actually. On Ayin Aleph, I think it was the last Sugya we did before we broke for June. In Sugya and Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Aleph, Omid Aleph, you know, the Sugya ben Sorer Umore. Right? How Masrim bo bifnei gimel, umalkin oso. So what's the master and also? So Rashi says, Lab mishum hasra gemura, kashar beiros, she'en lokan ela bahasra, hasras edim boy. Number one. Ba'od, zu sape kasra, im ober hu im lab, shalom yad befneim u ober, ela beseser, ulachar zmanu osa. Ela mochichin oso, de be'inam be'yisra oso, shalayar gil, im oshama malkin oso bebezdin, the Yolot Leim Yisrael. So Rashi is very big kiddush here. That even though the Mishnah says Masrin also, it doesn't mean classical Hasra, because it's maybe Nidedim, that's a Machlokas as we know, and maybe it's Safek Hasra, Rashi says, because after they told him, you know, right away, they don't know what's happening. It's going to take a long time to find out what happened, right? And therefore, Masrin here is just a local din in Yisro also. Part of the Hagdara, part of the process of creating the circumstance of Ben Sorer Amor. So the Rama, Al-Atar, the Arama in Sanhedrin, says that's not Hasra Safek. Hasra Safek is, you know, if the person does the actions that you told him not to do, is he Vadai going to violate or not? It's not whether the Masrim, how soon they know. This is a little bit different, right? In the case, our cases, you know, the masrim won't even know if he does the action whether he violates. And then the point is, the masrim won't know anytime soon, you know, whether or not, you know, there's a violation. But in both cases, you know, Rashi seems to be expanding the notion of Hasras Safek, and in one case Tosis, in the other case the Yad Ramah, seem to be calling him on it. So, number one, I'm not sure that Rashi even meant Hasra Safek, frankly, there. I think it's interesting that Rashi says Safek Hasra, rather than Hasra Safek. And I think he may have something completely different in mind. Having, again, Lashitaso, having to do with the process, namely, it's not that the, you know, Katan, the whole idea of Ben Sora Mora is that it is a process. Right? This is why Rosh is able to explain the Yisroel, so and Asroel, etc. Meaning, it's Nidon al Shem Sofo, and the question is, who is this little, you know, terror, you know, this, you know, walking, you know, time bomb, halachic time bomb, you know, who's it going to be, and how's it going to, you know, develop? So the point is that it's not just like a lack of yediyah or a lack of timing, it's Safek Hasra, meaning, it's all Nidon al-Shem Sofo. It hasn't developed yet. So you can't know. It's not a question, oh, he didn't do it yet, or, you know, he's in formation as to whether he's going to be like an incorrigible, you know, little guy with an illustrious, you know, past, you know, and then he can go on the Baal Teshuva circuit, you know, and you know, be celebrated. Or he's going to be like, you know, an incorrigible, you know, unredeemable, you know, Nidon al Shem Sofo, danger to the Jewish community, you know, not just a colorful past, but his dangerous, you know, present is going to lead to, you know, an even worse predicament for Klal Yisrael. So I think that's really what it's about. But having said that, the basic question that Rashi and Tosas, that Tosas here points out, and that's why I think, again, you have the expression Safek Hasra, not Hasra Safek, which is typically the term that is used in the Gemara when we talk about Hasra Safek, Lo Shema Hasra. But in terms of our local question, maybe it has a lot to do with the din of, you know, being Mabchim Bein Shogeg Lemezer. Gemara says in Sanhedrin again that at least one Mandamar holds that Hasra, Lo Nitna Hasra El Havkin Bein Shogeg Lemezer. So the Gemara says, we had it earlier, right, when we were talking about the idea below Re'iyah, right, Tosas talks about it. Tosas says, well, you know, must be talking about a Chaber, and Chaber ain't Tzorach Hasra, because the Mandamar, you know, Hasra lo nitna lahavkin ben shogeg lemezid, right on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. We learned that sugya, or Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, sorry. So, I think, you know, when we learned, again, Sanhedrin, I mentioned that there's a huge difficulty in the Rambam, because the Rambam paskins that Chaber Tzorach Hasra, And the Rambam still paskins and formulates the din of Hasra as lo nitna Hasra el lahavkin bin shogeg l'neist. And all the Nosa Kalim, you know, Raivin, everybody just asks against the Rambam what's going on here. So the Ksos has this view that, you know, you never really know, it's not demonstrable. That's a famous Ksos. Even that the machlokas is like as a technical machlokas, you know. Do you assume a chaber, you know, has such a good memory and he's always, you know, on, and therefore, you know, he didn't have a lapse or a crisis, you know, and a memory failure, and therefore, you know, the lahavka mitshogin lemegazit is accomplished? Or no, you can never really know. You can always say, oh, you know, I had a concussion, I had a lot of pressure. You know, whatever it is, I had anxiety, you know, momentarily, you know, it robbed me, you know, of my awareness, or something like that. But the Rav thought that maybe the pshat in the Rambam is, and I think there's a lot of rayas for it, we did extensive piece on it, is that there are two ways to understand lo nikna hatsura l'havka mitchog v'meis. Right? One is, according to the Mandamar, who, you know, a simple mandamar who says that chaber in tzorach hasra. In other words, is it possible the person doesn't know the din? You have to eliminate that possibility that he did what he did. He did the mezid and not b'shokin. But the other way to say it is that hasra makes demonstrable, right? It makes self-evident that what he did the mezid. Not in the way the Ksos said. The way the Ksos says it is, again, you know, maybe you have to, you know, walk the extra mile to prove the mazid here, and to eliminate any excuse or even extenuating, you know, contrived, excuse that he would have. That's not what we're saying. We're saying, although it connects to that, what we're saying is that the mazid should be self-evident in the aveira. Those are two ways to do an aveira. One is to do the aveira, and then the question is, are you doing it in the state of awareness of the consequences or not? Are you mezid or are you shogeg? The other is to do an aveira in a merid oriented way, where not only are you doing it, but you're doing it and it's yadua lakol as you're doing it, you know, that you're doing it as an act of merit. That's like a different quality of ma'is aveira, worse ma'is aveira, more intense ma'is aveira. Kind of a little bit of lahakis, if you will. Know, built in, even if it isn't, it could be that it's a tayavim, but it's the lahachis and ya'apapiche. It's connected also to the dinam of Kabbalah Sasra and some of the other issues. Apapichein, okay. Matratz melamisa, like bring it on, I don't care. Right? So, in a way, what there's a little, it might be part of the discussion of Rashi and Tosis. I mean, Tosis is saying that in the end of the day, you know, what Hasra Safek, classic case of Hasra Safek, are cases where it depends on the Musra, right? Is there any question that he knows? And does he know that he knows? Then Kapi Shmaya Galya, he's amazing and he's kind. But maybe what Rashi's saying is that if you need this extra element of like Mered injected into the Ma'is Aveira, and the fact that the Masra doesn't really know, you know, even as the person is doing it, is the issue. Anyways, to make a longer story short, all the Rishonim are scrambling about Shvuas HaEdos, why the Gemara didn't have the parallel question, and why they're pretending that this is the only case. They're all struggling on the Chiddush of Mezid being kind of a Korban. For that you have Shivka Charufa, and you have, you know, other cases as well. And what I was trying to suggest the other day was that this is something very unique to Shuas HaPikadon, precisely because of the Mechaivim and the complexity of this particular Shvua. And therefore, we do know, you know, about Shuas HaEdos, and we could have asked the question, and we do know about the other examples of Nazir Shenitma and Shivcha Chalufa, but at the end of the day, the question is only about Shvuas HaPikadon, because only in Shvuas HaPikadon is it really credible, right, to think that you would get this kind of combination and so on. Okay, so that is where we are. Now, what's the halakha in this? In the end? Are you? How do we pass him?
That you bring the
carbon. Did you bring carbon? Did you also get malchus or not?
You do not get malchus.
Are the Rambam and the Rimagash the same or not?
No, I mean the Rimagash sounds like it's because, well, it depends. I read the Rimagash. The Rambam thinks Kiva Chahuti Kosm is Ba Malchus, whereas the Rimagash seems to sound more like that. Since Karban is listed in the Kosa, you get the Karban, but Malchus is a suffix, so you don't get it.
Yeah, so let's take each one separate. I agree with that. I think they are different. Does anybody say Paskin that we get that you get Malchus? What?
The
Chinuch. Correct. The Chinuch in Reish Chaf Vav?
Yeah.
Is that right? That sound right? Everybody have the language? Yeah. The Chinuch in Reish Chaf Vav, in the end, says that you're loke for Shavuot HaPikado. And then the Milchatz Chinuch, go ahead. Oh, so that's very remarkable. And again, why don't you say that there is a Maisa, the Maisa Gzela? Or at least it's Abed Be Maisa, changes the status of the Chafza, and so on. Sounds like the Chinuch is grouping it with like Meimar, Mekalel, right? And it's very clear. The Milchatz Chinuch likes it or doesn't like it? Not at all. You think you have one?
Yeah. It's our theme, Godel. Shidvar, Silsir, Psacher, Avon, Behum, and Shas, the Shuas. And in Kasim, Mishnah, Lacha, Mishnah, they've given up the Shuas, all the fast. Kasir, Ram, and Zel, Lacha, and Nishbah, Shuas, because of the Lady, the Hulay, the Hitsubo, Adim, and Loka, and Lady, Hashem, and Vacher, and Kasim, and Tsiyum, and Kalamak, and Sain Shan. Finir, and Shas, the Shuas, and Shan.
Yeah.
That Shalom, or Dak, the Mushmah, the Achere, the Inachai, and Malkus, a few Hitsubo, the Territium, and Kalamak.
Wow. Okay, so this is what I'm interested in. Number one, the Chinuch holds this way. The Chinuch compares it to other Shavuos. It's a Mechayiv of Shavuah. Well, it makes sense, because the Tam Tashlumin and Hashava on the Gezel side. But then the Milchas Chinuch says, and then he makes a fascinating suggestion to be mechalik between mipiatzmo and mipiakerin. I don't remember if this was on our original. I think it was, right?
I couldn't remember either.
Yeah. So we definitely mentioned a bunch of things, right? But I'm trying to remember whether we mentioned this one or not. I think we did actually. Yeah. It's like, you know, echoing in my mind a little bit. In my memory, we did mention.
Makes sense,
right?
Makes sense.
So I think I said that we should get, you know, we should talk about it. Of course, this really works. I mean, this is. Do we buy it? I mean, that the Rambam is talking about Mipiacherim, and that the Chinuch is talking about Piatmo? Certainly not, right? But Natan, what's so good about it? Even if you don't buy it, which I don't, not for either.
It helps us with our slave kavanah itself.
Yeah, it's another indication or reinforcement of the, you know, general mahalach that we're trying to push here, which is that in a way, the more you think that this is related to sheker, the easier it is to think of this as also being chayv malchus, and the more that it's related to the gezel part. Right, the more that's unlikely. So he's basically saying, oh, you know, shvuas. If it's me, you know, piatzmo, it's more like bitui, you know, and there meaning that the machayev is the haflah sheker, and therefore you're going to be loke. But you know, mi piacherim, which is more for the world of shvuas ha'edos, more for the world of chosha mishpat, right? That's not going to work, right? Now, at the end of the day, of course, I mean, what we tried to show is that even mipiacherim and mipiatzmo, you know, mipiacherim, the chiddush of shvuas ha'edos that is, you know, imported into shvuas ha'pikadon, and mipiatzmo, but the basic category, but anyways, you know, comes to shvuas ha'edos even though it's not in the pasuk, v'shama kol Allah, and comes from shvuas ha'pikadon. So what we tried to show was that, again, you know, Rav Meir and the Chachamim already discussed this, you know, and then the Rambam and the Rimigash in their own way. And as we discussed, I mean, even the Rambam's Mipi Acherim in Shavuos HaPikadon is practically an Amen, right? It's an Amen without being an Amen. And, you know, the Mipi Atzmo of Shavuos HaEvus is also a bit compromised, as we know. Right? So the point is that, you know, we don't have to accept, you know, the actual Hechatimtzi difference that the Minchas Chinuch is pushing, because that doesn't, it's not pshuto of either the Chinuch or the Ram, not likely at all. But in the end of the day, you know, as a model and in terms of the direction, it's really, really helpful. So we'll say, Beimi Piazzo, Beimi Piacherim, Shavuos HaEvus is more, you know, about Hefsed. And Beimi Piazzo, Beimi Piacherim, even Mi Piacherim, Shavuos HaPikadon is more about the Sheker. And that explains a lot. In terms of the other Rishonim, I mean, the Chinuch clearly is a Mechudash Shita. The Pashtus is like, you know, we hold like the Rambam. But the Mefarshim asks against the Rambam because it's not so clear that the Gemara explicitly comes to a conclusion. And the way that Lech HaMishnah formulates the question, in particular, as we saw, like, what would be the downside for the Rambam? Like, what would the Rambam have to worry about here? I mean, it's not so poshut to say that you're chayav a korban and you're potter mimalkus. Which isn't so poshut? The chayav a korban or the potter mimalkus? What? No, number one, how do we know? How does he know how to paskin? Okay, but, you know, the truth is that before the Gemara brought it up, the default, I guess, was that there were, you know, that there's a key of carbon. We know there's a key of carbon. And there is a key of carbon in the case of Nazid. We're just trying to figure out, is there a key of carbon in the case of... What?
There's also a key of
Malchus. There's also a key of Malchus? In Shavuos HaPikadon? That's a question of the Gemara. That's a suffix. And the Rambam's paskening, no. Meaning there is... Let me say it this way. Let's start the other way. How does it go with the Rimigash exactly? Arya, you mentioned the Rimigash, right? So the Rimigash also is bothered by this. The Rimigash says, what does he say?
Well, he said that since the Gemara leads as a suffix, you're not going to be chayav Malchus, but since the Korban
suffix. So the word, he basically says the reason there's no Malchus is misafik, right? It's not so that we are poshet clearly. As long as it remains a safek, right, you're not going to be loked. Okay, and so why not say the same thing about the carbon, about being ma'ayo chulun la'azara?
That's mefurish for Korah. Meaning, since it's in the pasuk, we're not going to leave, we're not going to stop being b'chayim, we're not going to take away the chiyuv, it's in the pasuk.
Ah, so is that so pashut or not, what he says?
We have the problem of chulun la'azara, but the Rimigash throughout seems to be assuming that you need to get one or the other. I mean, when he originally defined the safek, like the only reason you wouldn't be
chayav
the carbon is because there's a
chiyuv. Ah, even b'foal. I mean, you have to say something like that. I think you're downplaying it too much. I mean, I think you're right. Meaning, the problem with the Rimigash is as follows. If the Gemara really has a suffake, right, that b'mokom hasra, you should get malchus and no korban, so what does the fact that the pasuk mentions korban, how does that help at all? The pasuk mentions korban, that's undeniable, right? And we have a legal safek now, whether or not that explicit ruling of the pasuk applies even b'makom hasra, yes or no. So b'makom hasra, we have a question, whether you bring a korban, whether you bring ma'ayo kulam bazar, it's a safek ma'ayo kulam bazar or not. What difference to make the pasuk is mefurash, but the pasuk is mefurash, and we know it to be vadai in a case where there's no hasra, but the whole suffix of the Gemara doesn't also apply with b'makom sheyesh hasra. So when the Rimigash says, well, that's the default, that's like the, you know, that's like the chazaka. You know, what we're really wondering about, you know, is the malchus. That's not true.
How do you know that he's made it if you don't give him hasra?
What?
But It's machlokas whether the mezid is mechayev a carbon. So we pass from that the mezid is chayev a carbon. So how do you know he's mezid if you don't give masros? So only shayla the gemara is only on malchus. How do you know he's mezid if you don't give
masros? No, we're saying we don't. If, first of all, you can have a situation where you know somebody is mezid probably, you know, without giving them a proper hasra. Right? Let's say a hasra that's going to be, you know, sufficient to get him malchus. There's no kabbalah hasra. It wasn't al yedei edim if you need edim. It didn't quote the right pasuk according to Rashi, you know, and maybe the ritva, you know, as is beloved by the minchas chinuch, right? Or the guy himself knows. Like, let's say he wants to do the right thing. He doesn't want to tell anybody what's in his heart, but he knows he's amazing. I should be bringing this korban Hashem or not.
You're saying those shailas, if you give him hasra properly, that's not shailas?
No, I'm saying it doesn't make a difference. I'm saying there are plenty of cases. The pragmatic part of it is not like an issue at all. All I'm saying, I'm just making a ha'ara. What the Rimi Gash says sounds great. Right? And I'm just pointing out that it's not as obvious as it sounds or looks. Because that's good for the question. So what we need to say for the Rimi Gash is, I think, what Arya said. I just think, you know, he was just too nonchalant about it, but, you know, too humble, didn't want to take the credit. Namely?
Namely, that it sounds like the only reason you'd ever say that there is no fee of carbon is because there's a fee of malchus.
Yeah, exactly. Even before, in other words, if the halacha had been, let me say, formulated this way, if the suffolk in the Gemara was whether a mezid sheyesh bo hasra is not nitan to the kapara of Hashem, then I think what the Rimi Gash says is tamua biyoter, because that's the suffek and the presence in the pasuk of this din is beside the point. That's the starting point for the question, and it adds ki hu zeh nothing to its resolution. But if the din is whether or not, right? Everybody, no one think. Once you have the chiddush that you can bring the korban of shuas abikadim mezid, you can bring the korban of shuas edus, the mezid, the hasra, as well. The only suffik is whether the foal, the chi of malchus, not the chi of malchus, whether the befoal malchus, or maybe the befoal chi of malchus, but not kamishmaya galya is what I mean. But you know, al yidei bezdin or whatever, whether that isn't poter yumi karban. So then you could say, well, the default is that, you know, that you're chayiv karban until we know that you're chayiv malchus, and that excludes it. And the fact that the Gemara has a safek that maybe you could be chayiv both, right, may help you with that too. Although it might just be a question of whether to mechayvin. You know, but the idea that, you know, you could have both is quite interesting as well. What about the Rambam? So the Rambam doesn't sound like it's mitzvah safek, although kind of the Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah makes it seem, you know, not because of the mefurish bakra, but that for the Rambam the safek is about malchus, not about korban. You have the language of the Lechonisha?
Yeah,
go ahead. That somehow he thinks that at minimum the Gemara is saying that there's also a carbon, and that, which is different than what the Rimi Gash says, right?
Yeah.
Rimi Gash is saying that because the pasuk is mefurash about formulating the karban, right? So the karban, even if it's nidcha, right, is only nidcha because of the befoal, of the way I'm reading it. I think it's correct. It's because of the befoal malchus which eclipses it. But for the Rambam, the way the Lechem Mishnah is suggesting is, it's not clear that the Gemara was poshe that there's no malchus, but it is clearer that the Gemara was poshet that there's a karma, no matter what. So if that's the case, then misafek, you know, we're not going to be loke you, but there's no safek really about being ma'ayel chulun bazara. Correct?
I just didn't understand how to speak the language of the Rambam, because the Rambam, I thought the bigger problem in the Rambam was the Rambam said, Shara Kosin would seal Mechal Chaibi Malkus. Being the Rambam's language doesn't imply that the reason you would get Malkus is for Safi.
Yeah, I agree. So that's the point I wanted to bring out, and that is that the Rambam doesn't sound like the Rimigash at all, but he doesn't really sound like the Lecha Mishnah either. It sounds like there's something in the Sugya, right, that leads the Rambam to believe that the chiddush of korban b'mezid in shvuas ha-pikadon, right, is halakha excludes the possibility of malchus. So I don't know what that is, but I'm guessing that it's not in the shaklavatari of the sugya, but that it is part of the larger conclusion that the Rambam reached based on the totality of the dinim of Shuas HaPikadon, and maybe, and here I'm a little bit trying to have my cake and eat it too, connected to the fact that the you know, that there is such a strong connection between Shuas Eidos and Shuas HaPikadon. In other words, the idea that Shuas HaPikadon, whatever differences there are between Shuas HaPikadon, and in fact that in my view for the Rambam it is more Bitui-esque than Shuas HaEidos, and that's why I flipped the order, and that's why the Bitui is ever present, you know, in the background, and that's why, you know, several other halachos as we've discussed, and that's, you know, also, you know, Shnei Kite Edim and Kofram Sheshel of Milva, Sheshel of Edim and Shtar. Notwithstanding the Rambam's view that there's a subtle difference between Shuas HaPikadon and Shuas HaEidos in terms of the balance of the Mechaibim, I think that the overall evidence in the end of the day that that there's a connection between them is such that that brought the Rambam to the realization that just like in Shuas Eidos, the chiddush of mezid b'karban, right, is something which emphasizes, you know, the hybrid here, in a way that there's no malchus. But that is a speculation on my part. But if you don't like that, at minimum we could just stay with Aryeh's comment, which is that unlike the Lecha Mishnah, unlike the Rimigash, it sounds, for whatever reason, the Rambam had a very strong conviction that Mezid is Kobea. I just wanted, the reason I'm saying my comment is because, of course, it connects to the Rambam's formulation on the Sugyan Chapeyom at base, right, with the relationship between Shuas Bitui and Shuas Eidos. You have it there?
Yeah.
Which we talked about so extensively. Was it Tess Yudalit or something like that? Right. So the Rambam there, and that is very, again, it's interesting as we noted then, you know, the Rambam, like the Rimigash, thought that the Mezid factor is the Ikar of that Sugya in Chapeyamut Beis. Except, unlike the Rimigash, who has a very, very, very radical view, right, that basically Shvuas Eidos B'Shogeg is a Shvuas Bitui, right? The Rambam didn't think that at all. Right? He thought that the Mezid characterizes the entire Shvuas Eidos, right, as a Din Mamon, or as having Hefsin Mamon characteristics, and therefore there being a gap between, you know, between Shuas Eidos and Shuas, bigger gap between Shuas Eidos and Shuas Bitu. So, but the point is that the role of Mezid B'Karban in Shuas Eidos for the Rambam is prominent. So I think that even though the Rambam holds that Shuas Bitui is looming more in the background of Shuas HaPikadon, we still don't say Chayiv Shtayim, right? And therefore, even though in the balance he does think the Shavua part is the Ikar Mechayiv, the point is that when you have the full integrity of Shuas HaPikadon, it's still a hybrid, and therefore that part is parallel to and connected with the impact that Shuas HaEves has, just in a lesser way because of the balance issue. Yeah.
And Mokar might be the deception of Gala. It contrasts Bitoi to Pikadon. It says there's a Homer Shuas Pikadon by Bitoi, and then there's the Homer of Shuas Bitoi from Shuas Pikadon, is that Shuas Bitoi is connected to the Rosheish Lamamish, Bishem Lamamish, the Chayavin also doing a Macho.
Yeah.
And all of
them. Oh, very good. So maybe that also worked, and that was what Abi was way back in the day, right?
Yeah.
That's the same Tosefta.
And all the person here say that this is the Malkus
for the Right. So that actually works very nicely. Yeah. And again, that's the point, because Bitu is Malkus oriented, because it's you know, Meimar, Nishba Meimar Makalus Hashem, you know. And what we're saying here is, no, on this Nakuda, it's like Shuas Eidos, even though, you know, the Bitu part is still much closer and looming. Okay. So then, if you say this pshat, so it helps you, like, where did the Rambam get it from? The answer is he got it from, so Nathan's adding the name of the Achron of that. He got it from the Tosefta. Okay. But what I'm saying is he got it from, the reason he got it from the Tosefta is because it fit in with his global understanding of the total differences between Shuas Eidos and Shuas HaPikadon, and yet they're parallels, as opposed to, you know, Shuas Bitui and Shav. So for that reason he's able to speak definitively and in languages which is very, very similar to what he's going to say about Shuas Eidos. And he's able to make it a Din Vadai, even on the maskana of this particular sugya, it's not so clear. Okay? But that is okay. So let's continue. Noah, you want to so where were we? Oh, and I also wanted to say yesterday, and I was repeating this point, that the transition into Rabbah could just be a coincidence, right? But again, if this whole Mahalach, it also works in very nicely, because the whole Rabbah and Rabbi Yochanan is really itself a test about the role of Hefsid Mammon in Shuas HaPikadon, and by extension, the connection to Shuas HaEidos. Because we're going to bring the Raya from Shteki to Edim, you know, and really what we're trying to figure out here is, while their sheker is identical, you know, in kofar kadon sheish olavedim or not, right? The factor of kfiras dvar, how you define kfiras dvarim and how you define kfiras mamon, is at play. So if that gufa is kind of the subtext of the whole suffix of the Gemara, right? And the question whether you connect shuas eidos and shuas, you know, Pikadon and so on in this matter, or you distinguish them, so then makes a lot of sense. You know, again, I want to make it clear, to be honest. It could just be that the Gemara's, you know, Pashtus is, the Gemara's quoting some Makoros, they're trying to prove this thing, and they end up, as they often do, on the tangent of Rabbah and Rabbi Yochanan, and it's all just a happy coincidence. And I think that's, you know, what most people would tell you. If that's the case, then it's an interesting irony, you know, and I'm not sure, you know, maybe every interesting irony is a little bit of hashkacha. So, if not, then it's more than that, that would be even more remarkable. Okay, let's continue. Go ahead. Where are we? Amalei Rabbi Chanina, the Rabbah? Is that where we were? Oh, we did that already. Amur Rabbanan? Where's that?
Like two lines.
Two lines?
Above that.
Oh, above that, okay. Amur Rabbanan, Kameh D'Rabba. Amur Lahu, go ahead. Well, I mean, we read this, but we're good. This is a good place to start. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, meaning he requires a gezel, a strong gezel component in the Shuas HaPikadon. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
the kicheshba, right? What is that? No, the guy admits the kitzur. He's arguing on some pratim, but he's not arguing in his obligation. So that's certainly kfiras dvarim b'alma. Everybody would agree that kind of kfiras dvarim doesn't qualify at all for shuas hapikardon. Okay. Mimai. Yeah, mimai. They accuse him. They say you borrowed from both of us.
No.
Yalshvi. So is that really Kfiras Dvarim B'Alma?
Folk fear on
what?
The folk fear on.
You would think. You mean you're agreeing with my question?
Yeah.
Right. It is a little strange. Yeah. So the Meiri has a comment here. I didn't tell you to look it up because I don't really want to move quickly, but Meiri has an interesting comment where he says, again, so it's interesting. From the perspective of the Nishba, it's Kfiras Dvarim B'Alma. Because he's writing a check for the full amount. Correct? But from the perspective of the Nigzal, if you will, right? So what about this guy who's getting, frozen out? That's a question that we're asking. He's half of his fortune. So the Meiri has a comment in which he says that this is only going to be true if the Shutaf, anybody have a line?
If he takes the whole thing?
If the shutup agree, if the victim, in other words, agrees that at least the guy owes the other party. Well, let's say the guy says, I'm going to write a check to someone else. And this guy says, you owe everything to me. Do you have a line?
Yeah, Mishu Shai Chai Vishne Achim, O Say Shutfin, Mane, Utrau, Shnehem, Mane, Imhude, Chetzio Lechad, Vikapar Lesheni, Chai Mishum Sheni, Huda Kul Lechad, Vikapar Lesheni, Vahusha Amar, Mimcha Levisi, Volomet Havercha, Imze, Shuhu Modelo, Tove, Kul, Oso Mane, Latsmo, Umaminu, Tualto, Pari Nimsa, Sheni, Nifsad, the Chai of Mishum Sheni. אבל אם היו שני השותפים טוענים ששני מלוו בנמצא שהודה הנתבע לאחד בכולו ואף זה שהוא מודה לו מודה לשני שיש לו חלק בו אין זה אלא כבר דברים ופטר.
Wow, that's like wild, isn't that wild? The pashtus of the Gemara, we're talking, that's our three scenarios, let's say. The pashtus of the Gemara, we're talking about a situation where this guy's going to lose half of his claim because the guy lied. So we really care that, and maybe the same, maybe Hu Adin if he said he owed the money to someone else. Because at the end of the day, why should we really care? Why would we think that Mimonavshef, that we would care? Because Reuven and Shimon are partners in the deal. Reuven is now, Levi, who owes them money, is claiming that he owes everything to Shimon and nothing to Reuven. So why isn't Reuven a victim? That's the question. So the Meiri came up with a compromise. He said, if Reuven agrees that Shimon is a partner and deserving half, then even though he is being denied and is going to be frozen out, right, that's Kfiras Dvarim B'Alma. But if he says everything is owed to me, right? And the other guy says, I'm giving it all to Shimon, that's not going to work. I mean, the amounts don't matter. The Gemara itself said that if he, If he said I only owe half, that's not going to, he's going to be chayiv. If he said I only owe half and he gave it to one, then he's chayiv. If he said I owe the whole amount but he gave it to one, or is willing to give it to one, then he is potur. And the Meiri is saying, and if he said I owe the whole amount and the other guy said you owe me the whole amount, he said I owe the whole amount to Reuven, and Shimon said you owe the whole amount to me, right, then he'll be chayiv. So mimonoshach, does it depend on the kofer, on the nishba saving money and not having to write the check, or does it depend on the victim or the toveya, you know, who's being cheated out of his money? Who cares how much? Or the amount doesn't matter. Even the 50% doesn't matter. Right? So one could have thought it's a strange Gemara. So is this Gemara saying, if you read the Gemara, you know, Kipshuto, what we're saying is that as long as the guy's paying the full amount, we don't care about his victim. That definitely takes Shvus HaPikadon very far away from real Gezel. Right? It establishes seemingly that this is Shvua Sheker, you know, with a Gzela component. Right? Am I saying that right or am I saying it wrong? A second. Okay. So that, but either way, the compromise of the Meiri has to be based on some sort of a tziruv. Right? The Meiri is saying if they're partners, right, so the acknowledgement of one, of the partnership of the other, even though he's getting cheated in the process, is not a basis for Kfiras Shiva Karko, for Kfiras Shua Sapikado. Okay, so I guess I have to stop. So let's talk about that, and then let's talk about the Gemara here on Amud Beis on Thursday. The Gemara about Karka, Inish Bar Makfir Shiva Karkos, and Karka Nigzeles or Ainu Nigzeles. Just to go through very carefully again some of the Makoros that I told you to look at, the Tosasin and the Ramban and the Rav Chaim's. And the Rambams on these issues, and we'll see if we can move a little more quickly to finish out. Okay, but I want to talk more about this view. It's also very interesting to see.